Monday to Monday is just a motivational Monday to Monday. They're generally 60 seconds, a minute. And I just basically just talk about quotes or life experience. As an artist, some of it relates to an artist. Some of it relates to me being in the street. Some of it relates to being from other jobs or just talking of conversations I've had, talking to my sons or younger people who I've seen, like, you know, making mistakes or going through a situation that I may have been through in life. So, it's, I mean, it's really just a short synopsis, hoping, you know, that I motivate not only myself but somebody else.
You are really involved in the community. How are you using your connections and your art to support others? You're a very positive person. How are you helping them to stay positive as well?
It's a supportive group. Like, there's a lot of us that know each other. There's some nice networks, but like I said, it's kind of like the same people seem to support it. I think the biggest thing here in the city is that there are some collectors of African-American art, or even at times just the art may not necessarily be considered African-American, but an African-American or a mixed-race artist has created it. I think the biggest problem here sometimes is that the city is more revered or focuses on classical landscape and portraiture, and the whole scope needs to be broadened a little bit more anyway, outside of the common taste or curations in other areas anyway, just to broaden the scope.
How can people better appreciate and understand this diverse type of art?
I think for one is to just remove like stereotypes or preconceived notions and just view it. Sometimes there will be messages. I know, like for myself, there may be words or imagery that's locked inside a different layer that you have to actually engage in that piece. Like, just take your time to get to look into that piece. I think it's easier for people to do that than they give themselves credit for at times.
From your conversations with other artists, how are they looking beyond all of this for the day when people will want to come out and see art in public places once again?
I mean, I think some artists are still working, like, you know, creating bodies of work, and some of it's just to free their mind. Some artists are still showing work online, like they're showing pieces while they're creating. Some artists are being more vocal now. Through cultivated conversation, I think some artists are just taking a concerted effort to perfect their craft during this downtime. And what better time than to practice your craft than right now? Like, there's not a lot of distraction. Like I said, I'm sketching more still, and I'm looking at other artists, like, on Instagram. There is actually a lot of interaction between people in this social distancing era that we're in right now.
Well, thank you so much, Gary, for sharing your insights with all of us.
Thanks for having me, Gia. I appreciate the opportunity.